37.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Inside hour number two, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here live until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The 9 to 10 o'clock hour will be
like
an
we
hour.
Are every night.
That's right, every night during the week, Monday through Friday. The 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time hour is a Time Warp episode. So, yeah, right. Yes, that means that it's a prior hour from a prior night. But that's
still
going
exciting,
to change.
No.
It is. That's going to change. Later on this month, we're going to have all 3 hours from 7 to 10 Eastern Time become live hours, which is just great news. Of course, we also have our Saturday night show.
Well, Free Talk Live really has to be live.
It really should be, yeah.
For people truly to really get into it and enjoy it, because it's about what's happening now.
That's right. That's right.
It's about the caller.
Although, I got to say, man, listening to an old episode can be fun, too.
You give them to me often on CDs so that I can listen to them and critique my talking on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And there I go. I like to listen to them.
Yeah. So there you go. 1-800-259-9231. Again, we are going towards the end of this month. I'm not going to be able to announce the date quite yet, but once we do, we're going to send it out to our updates list. Those are always the first people to know anything in regards to news about Free Talk Live. You just log on at freetalklive.com and click on updates. And then whenever something changes, whenever something needs to be announced, you're the first people to find out. The website gets updated at the same time, but not everybody's going to the website every moment of their day, whereas the updates will shoot right into your email box. There's also the bulletin board system, the chat room. There's people hanging out in there right now. We've got over 185 people on our BBS. 195, excuse me, people on our BBS. Almost 2,000 posts for you to filter through, so be sure you check that out. There's also the Shrine of Female Listeners, the last 6 days worth of the show, all archived, all of it, everything free at freetalklive.com.
It'll keep you busy for hours.
That's right. So so far tonight, we've touched on the draft, and now we're going to go and talk about the national ID card, which apparently is very close to becoming a reality. Now, the news this week is that the Senate has passed the intelligence bill, which has already been, I think, passed by the U.S. House. So the House of Representatives have passed it. The Senate has passed it, and it's supposed to be going to the President, of course, for his signature.
And he'll get it.
And he'll sign.
If you're thinking maybe George Bush won't sign it, you're wrong. He's signed everything he's gotten so far,
everything.
And he's pushed the baby through. So it's passed.
This is something that has become of the recommendations from the 911 Commission, basically.
What a joke that thing is.
Which were all bad. I mean, all of these recommendations are anti-freedom, anti-liberty, and one of them, just one of the many things in this bill, I think some of the other things this bill does is creates a whole new anti-terrorism bureaucracy. So apparently the other bureaucracy they created after 9/11 wasn't enough. Now we're going to have another bureaucracy. Congressman Ron Paul, the sole principled man in Congress, has something to say about the national ID card provisions contained in the intelligence bill, which, according to this, says it's still being voted on by the House. So I'm not really sure where this thing stands. But you can bet as we receive updates, we're going to pass them on, because this is huge, huge news. Ron Paul said, quote, "National ID cards are not proper in a free society. This is America and not Soviet Russia. The federal government should never..."
May I see your papers?
Now your papers.
Your papers.
Hello, comrade. Show your papers, please.
"The federal government should never be allowed to demand papers from American citizens, and it certainly has no constitutional authority to do so." Well, he's stating the obvious, but apparently it's not so obvious to the 534...
It's not constitutionally prohibited by any stretch.
"Congress shall make no law."
Okay.
Amendment number 10 of the Constitution. "Congress cannot make laws that have anything..." Basically, Amendment 10. Yeah, Amendment 10 prohibits Congress from doing anything outside of the things that the Constitution specifically allows it to do.
Sure.
So it's outside of the box already, and it's out of control, and it's doing a lot of things that it has no constitutional authority to do. So, by the way, this is your show. You can interrupt us at any time. If you don't want to talk about the national ID card, doesn't interest you, you can call in and bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Go ahead and read Amendment 10.
"I'm not sure this exactly covers it, but a power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people."
Basically, it says that if it doesn't say it in the Constitution, if it doesn't specifically
it does
say
allow
Congress
for a census,
can do
though.
Congress can do this and this and this, then basically that's only something the states can do.
But it does allow for a census, and I mean, one could say that the national ID card would be a manner of keeping census data. And of course, there are driver's licenses and
ID
cards.
They didn't bother to approach it from that angle. I mean, they don't even bother to try to tie these things into the Constitution.
They don't.
Ron Paul says a national identification card in whatever form it may take will allow the federal government to inappropriately monitor the movements and transactions of every American. History shows that governments inevitably use such power in harmful ways. The 911 Commission, whose recommendations underlie this bill, has called for internal screening points where identification will be demanded. Does that sound like a checkpoint to you?
It does.
Domestic travel restrictions are the hallmark of authoritarian states, not free nations. It's just a matter of time until those who refuse to carry the new licenses will be denied the ability to drive or board an airplane. So if you think it's bad in the United States airports right now with all the security that they have in there, the TSA and all their silly little rules and the strip searches and the pat-downs and the feeling up of women in front of other customers, in front of other passengers, if you think that's bad, wait till it comes to your streets. Wait till it comes to the interstate. Do you think I'm out of control by saying this? Because that's what he's saying. I mean, this man has to sit here in Congress and watch all of these power-hungry scumbags vote on these things. And how powerless must he feel, just one of the 535 members of Congress, sitting there almost helpless? You know, one of the very few men who votes no consistently.
You know, traffic stops where they ask you for your papers that certainly don't sound very American to me.
No, they don't sound American, but neither, it doesn't, to me, the situation in the airports here today isn't American either, but Americans are bending over for it. They think it's great.
It does make sense with our current immigration system that they would want people to have papers so that they could check to see who is, in fact, you know, a legitimate citizen and who's here illegitimately.
Well, that's just another argument for opening the borders.
It is to me.
And we won't get into that right now. 1-800-259-9231 if you have comments. Nationalizing, according to Dr. Ron Paul, quote, nationalizing standards for driver's licenses and birth certificates and linking them together via a national database creates a national ID system, pure and simple. Proponents of the national ID understand that the public remains wary of the scheme, so they attempt to claim that they're merely creating new standards for existing state IDs. Nonsense. This legislation imposes federal standards in a federal bill, and it creates a federalized ID, regardless of whether the ID itself is still stamped with the name of your state. So what they're doing is, in this new intelligence bill,
mm-hmm.
they have provisions that say, okay, here are the new standards for your state driver's licenses. You have to, all of you 50 states, now have to follow these standards. Because as of right now, each state has different requirements for driver's licenses. They have different information that is presented on the driver's licenses. I
right.
think some states might have a social security number on there. Some of them might not. Some of them, you know, the information between the two is different.
Yes, they are.
And that's
some
one of
state
the
driver's licenses is your social security number, from what I can recall. And
right,
I
mean, and some of them are different. And here in
and
state of Florida,
if I move to a different state, they're going to give me a different driver's license number.
Yeah, exactly. So he's saying that the federal government is setting these standards, and therefore they've also just become federal licenses just because they have to follow these rules. And of course, there's this database that's tying them all together. He says, quote, further, those who are willing to allow the government to establish a Soviet-style internal passport system because they think it will make us safer are terribly mistaken. Subjecting every citizen to surveillance and screening points actually will make us less safe, not to mention less productive. Talk about all the time lost by having to sit at checkpoints. Imagine all the truckers that are going to get held up and having to go through checkpoints. And the products,
stuff's going to cost more.
Products aren't going to get places as fast as they could. UPS shipment's going to be delayed. The economy is going to take a dump if we have checkpoints in this country. So, very frightening. This is coming down the pipe, people. What are you going to do about it? One thing you can do is call us. Talk to us. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Have you been stopped at a checkpoint? We want to hear about it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything you want. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live. Travis calling from the interstate somewhere, right?
Yeah, I'm on my way back to Detroit from Chicago.
Now, before we get into what you're calling about, we're just trying to get a little tech info. We're brand new to syndication, Travis. This is our third week being a syndicated radio show. And you just told us that we were on an FM station somewhere in Indiana?
It's 93.3. I think it might actually be out of Chicago because I'm about 12 miles into Indiana right now, heading east, and get a lot of Chicago stations here.
And you're positive you're on FM?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. We keep discovering these secret affiliates that we never knew that we had, so we certainly appreciate that. Can you tell us what interstate you're on so we can try and find the signal?
94.
Interstate 94. Can you make a note of
just
that, ma'am?
Just past Valparaiso, 26A. Exit 26A.
What was the city name?
Valparaiso.
Alprazo.
I think that's Valparaiso.
Valparaiso?
Yeah.
V-A-L-P-R-A-S-O?
Correct.
All right. Enough of the technical details. What's on your mind tonight, Travis?
Well, I tuned in and you guys were talking about Ron Paul and the recent speech that he gave. I just wanted to comment as well on one of the things you were talking about, the productivity impact that will occur.
Yes.
And when you're talking about interstates and everything, yeah, that's definitely going to happen, and that'll just delight the people behind us further, because then they can just push things like RFID, you know, that much easier. Well, no. It'll make it so much easier. Look, it'll be convenient. Don't you want to do this?
No, for the sake of the listeners who don't know what that is, can
like
you define
me.
RFID?
It's radio frequency identification chip.
What does that mean?
Basically, right now, Walmart is pushing them huge. They're tiny little grain-sized capsules that they put on all of their inventory so that they can track it through their warehouses, through their stores,
right.
Everything. And people are trying to get these implanted into biometric passports, things like that. Somewhere that they can store a lot of information, bounce the radio signal off it from a tracking station of some sort, whether it's a wand that waves at you or something you drive by.
Right,
and then it'll give all sorts of information back to it.
From what I understand, Manwich, it's kind of the predecessor of... You've seen those tags on products at Walmart and Kmart, those little white tags that kind of hide them underneath certain parts, and sometimes they're actually manufacturers actually put them inside the products. Well, when you walk out the door, if you're stealing the product, there it's an RF tag, and the little those white goalposts basically that you walk through when you go out the door are radio transmitters, and if they detect that bounce. If they kind of detect that tag being there, it sets off the alarm, and that's why you have to deactivate the tag. So these are kind of like the son of that technology, and they've much further developed it. And what you're saying is, Travis, they've developed a way to put all sorts of information on these tags. Not just the fact that you're stealing an item, but what exact item that you have in your pocket, or in this case, who you are. You're talking about them putting this on the ID card.
It goes beyond that. I mean, like you say, it's definitely an order of magnitude higher technologically. It can store, you know, an amazing amount of data.
Imagine this, man. Which imagine being in the airport and having this. Let's say this new regulation goes through, and everybody has to have this national ID card with the RF tag in it. Well, then, if you're in an area where they have an RF scanner of some sort, they can literally scan a group of people and maybe on a computer screen have all their information pop up: their names, their identification, their addresses, their phone numbers, their medical history, all sorts of things like that. Am I right, Travis?
Yes, and what they're really pushing eventually is to implant it, and they've already begun doing this. If you look up, like on Google or something, Digital Angel, there's a company out there that's already doing this. They're smaller than grains of rice. They implant them under your skin. They've done it to a few people here in the United States, but like recently the Attorney General of Mexico and 30 or 40 people from his staff all did it, purportedly in case they got kidnapped or something. They'd always be able to track them down, that kind of thing.
The idea, of course, there being, I think from the Digital Angel Company, is the idea to protect your kids. Like, you want to implant your kid with this little chip, sort of like I have my dog has a microchip implanted into it. It's the equivalent for human beings.
Right. And every time someone comes at you saying, oh, think of the children, you know what that really means.
It means, it's time to put the chip in.
It means look out. Exactly. Yeah. Travis, is there anything else on your mind? We certainly appreciate that info.
Travis, our producer has a question for you.
Okay.
It's Interstate 64 near the...
94.
94 near the Michigan-Indiana border?
Near Indiana-Illinois border.
Looks like LaPorte County.
Thank you.
Exit 34B on 94 is where I am right now.
Thanks.
Excellent.
I do have one more thing about Ron Paul.
Yes, sir.
Any of your listeners, something real interesting you might want to do is go to his website. He has a section entitled Important Documents. It's very simple and very powerful. I think a lot of people might learn something going there.
And do you know what his website is? Because I don't.
You can Google it. I think it's just ronpaul.org or something like that.
I'm sure it's pretty easy to find. Now, Travis, we want you to be able to find us again. So when you get home, we want you to log on at freetalklive.com.
freetalklive.com.
That's right, freetalklive.com. We're on six nights a week, so we want you to get in touch with us online, and then there you can find some instructions. We're trying to spread this thing all over the place, so we want to get on you're from Michigan, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so we want to get on at your local hometown talk station. So get in touch with us online, freetalklive.com. We got a chat room, we got a bulletin board system, and much more for you. It's all free, okay?
All right, well, thanks for covering some real issues, guys.
Hey, good hearing from you. We want to hear from you again. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. There you go. Perfect example of, I guess he didn't change the topic. He was kind of following up, but I love it when we find out about these secret affiliates out there. So we're going to have
always interesting.
We're going to have to find out who 93.3 is and give them a call and thank them for adding our show, if they even knew that they that they had our show
never
in
knows.
The first place. So what were we talking about before he called in? I don't even remember. We're going to have to go somewhere else, I think.
Well, I've got that.
What do you have?
I think here's an interesting story.
Yes.
That I think we should hit into is apparently the space station crew is forced to go on a fast here. They have to cut their calories because they're running out of food up in the International Space Station.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've got a let me read this story to you. Cape Canaveral, Florida, food is running so low aboard the International Space Station
Jeez.
That flight controllers have instructed the two crewmen to cut back on calories. The two crew members. There's two people up there. At least until the Russian supply ship arrives in a little over 2 weeks. If anything goes wrong with the Christmas Day delivery, NASA will have no choice, given the grounds of its grounding of its shuttle fleet, but to abandon the space station and bring the men home in early January.
Well, how are they going to get them back?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. If something goes wrong with the Russia delivery, which the Russian parts on the spaceship space station have been failing like crazy,
yeah.
So the odds that something's going to go wrong are pretty good. So if Russia can't make it up there, and our space fleet has been grounded, how are we going to get these guys back?
I assume that they're going to just shoot something up there real quick.
They're going to call Chile up and say, if they can, you know, see if they can send their
France
ship up there.
France is always shooting off rockets.
You know, it is just amazing that these guys continue to be funded. And I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to abolish NASA. We need to end government involvement in space travel. And we'll talk more about that coming up. If you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Live 1-800-259-9231, toll free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can talk about anything, whether it be a personal issue or some sort of political rant, something you just want to get off your chest, we're here for you. Otherwise, we'll talk about what we want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. Also, you can email the show. Maybe you are just, you're just not comfortable getting your voice on a nationwide, worldwide broadcast. You want to craft your thoughts in advance. You don't want to be interrupted by us? Shoot us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read it on the air, ftl@freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, the chat room. There's a bunch of people hanging out in there pretty much all times during the show, sometimes after the show, sometimes before the show. You can log on at the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Over 195 people there hanging out. So get interactive with us and get online, freetalklive.com. So, where were we going? Again, I'm like totally discombobulated. I'm so shocked that we're on another radio station that we didn't know about.
I was.
You were going to talk about something.
I was reading the story about the NASA thing, and you're
the NASA thing.
You're going to tell me why NASA stinks.
That's why I knew there's a reason I had you here.
You're just going to snatch the American dream out of my mouth, and you're going to tell me why we should do away with NASA.
Thank
I've
you.
Heard it all before. Blah blah blah.
I knew there was
free
a reason.
Free market. Blah blah blah. Okay, let me finish up this thing.
The story is that two guys.
Well,
in the,
basically, yeah, you're right. The story is recapping real quick is that the astronauts on the International Space Station are in fact running out of food. It's kind of funny unless they starve up there, you know.
Eventually, it's going to devolve into this.
If anything goes wrong, with their Christmas Day delivery, NASA will have no choice, given the grounding of its shuttle fleet, but to abandon the space station and bring its men home in early January. By early January, they're going to be very, very hungry.
There's one more Twinkie left.
Love your sound effects.
You know, it's just so sad that these guys who are the best of the best, you know, NASA, with their geniuses on staff, they can't even figure out how to stock enough food on their ship on this International Space
it's
Station.
It's awfully cynical. These things guys, are going to go wrong. And
things always go wrong with NASA. Think about all the explosions and the deaths that they've had.
If NASA doesn't send people into space, who's going to send people into space?
Private industry.
No, they're not.
Yes, they will. Why wouldn't they?
The same reason they don't have anybody on Antarctica. Because there's no... It's too cost prohibitive.
There's no one in Antarctica.
There's plenty of people in Antarctica, and they're there from the government, not from private industry.
And what have they gotten us?
I don't know.
If there's a real reason to do something, private industry will do it. And whether it's private industry or a charity...
In the area of pioneering, I don't know if I agree with that.
There's a lot to be learned in space, and there's profit to be made in space. Because until now, the U.S. government has had a prohibition on sending anything but NASA rockets into space. Prohibition, as far as people. Yeah, okay, the government has allowed private companies to launch satellites into space for the purposes of telecommunications and all that. But if you, Manwich, wanted to build your own rocket ship and fly to the moon, you would be prohibited from doing so by the United States federal government.
I think it's a good idea that I'd be prohibited from flying my own rocket ship to the moon. It's going to keep everybody a little safer.
I don't think that's a good idea at all. As a matter of fact, if we'd have, if we'd had a free market in space travel up until this point, we might actually have a colony on the moon. We might actually have a space hotel in orbit around the Earth or something like that. I mean, there are people that want to do this. There are people with money that are willing to invest it in companies. Like, earlier this year, we had the X Prize. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
It was a prize offered by, I think, like Steve Jobs from Apple or one of the guys from Microsoft, somebody who has a lot of money, ponied up $10 million of his own money and said, whoever can get their spaceship into orbit first gets this money. I think that was basically...
It was $1 million.
No, it was $10
million. It was $10 million?
Yes. And
but I thought it was $1 million, and it cost $10 million to build the spaceship.
No, but you're close. It was a $10 million prize, but it cost them more than that to build the to build and do all the testing and all that.
Okay.
Nonetheless, a bunch of companies got into the let's call it a space race. They got into the race, and one particular company, I don't remember. I think it was Spaceship One. Was that what they called themselves?
Sounds right.
They did it successfully, and they did it twice, and they got the prize. Okay, they didn't make any money off of it, but they got bragging rights.
I think they got a lot of sponsorship stuff.
They got their name out there, and I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to see Spaceship One again in the near future, or at least the company behind it. And if we had allowed private companies, private industry, to explore space, you can't even imagine, Manwich, what space might be like today. You can't imagine the advances that would have happened. Because the government's been in charge of it, because it's been the government, we've only gone on a very select few missions. And I'll have to pull up, you know what, I'll have to pull up during the break. Harry Brown did a great article on this a while back. Harry Brown's
not really shooting down my NASA, too, is he?
Yeah, oh yeah, he tore it to pieces.
God.
He actually at one. I'll bring the article.
You big L libertarians, man. You won't let us have any fun.
Well, if the government could do something right, man, which maybe we'd be able to cede that to you, but they can't. They can't get it right.
The whole nation got behind the race to the moon. It's a beautiful part of history.
And it's a somewhat dishonest part of history. And the only reason
to tell you some of the great things that NASA has brought.
I'd love to hear about it.
Okay. Like other scientific...
what is it? Tang? Is Tang on the list?
U.S.
Velcro. I can guarantee you the government didn't invent either of those. Those were invented by private companies. But they're always ascribed to NASA as though NASA invented Tang. No. Tang was invented by a private company so NASA could use it in space. NASA does nothing. They're a bunch of worthless bureaucrats, just like the IRS, and we need to get rid of it. 1-800-259-9231.
Let me read this damn thing. Okay. Like other scientific government agencies, NASA views part of its mission is to transfer of new technologies to the private sector. Isn't that nice? See, NASA's...
It doesn't work that way.
New technologies to the private sector.
Right.
In the past,
like
NASA has brought us inventions as diverse as barcode scanners, smoke detectors, rotary blood pumps.
I question all of this, by the way.
Not to mention the share it credits with ARPA and the universities for the Internet. Apparently, Al Gore didn't create the Internet. NASA's claiming the Internet now, too. Apparently, Bob Dole, ARPA, and the universities, and NASA.
First of all, I question all of it. I question that NASA had anything really consequential to do with those inventions. But even if they did, I'll give it all to them. Even if they did, let's assume that NASA invented the smoke detector. Let's assume that NASA invented all those things.
Okay.
Does that mean that those things would never have been invented if it weren't for NASA?
I knew you were going to do the Tang thing, and I just had to come up with a whole new list of things that NASA invented. Can't we get rid of, like, you know, shrink the government, all of it except for NASA? Because I really like NASA.
It sucks. They spend billions of dollars on little toys that they send up to other planets that stop working. Billions. This is our money. If we turn this over to private space industry, then it's investors' money. Then, Manwich, if
you're John Glenn, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Oh my gosh, those, I feel sorry for the poor bastards who died in the fiery explosions. 800-259-9231. I'm gonna dig them up. I'm gonna dig up Harry Brown's list of the original space program goals and how many of them have been met. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The show that you can take control of at any time. We got calls rolling in like crazy, though, so we're going to go right to the phones, right to the fun. And let's go to Michael in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Okay, a couple of things you guys got.
You sick, Michael?
Still am, yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right, what's on your mind? We got other people hanging on, so
right.
What's up?
It was not John Glenn that said what you said before the break. It was Neil Armstrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the way that they get the astronauts back is they trade out the Soyuz modules. They have always have an extra Soyuz at the space station as a lifeboat. So uh-huh. If they can't get a supply ship up or whatever, that they can just jump in the Soyuz and
fall to Earth.
As a lifeboat.
Gotcha.
On the RFID things, the digital angel is not the same thing as an RFID.
Okay.
A digital angel was like a size of a cigarette pack. It was designed to be implanted in the body like a
A cigarette pack?
Yeah, like a pacemaker.
Where the hell would you implant that?
Good size.
It's a good size, yeah. It's about like a pacemaker or something. They put it in the in you. And it was developed partly because of all the kidnapping that was going on in Colombia.
Uh-huh.
And it uses cell phone technology and GPS so that you could locate somebody that was taken hostage. Now, the RFID chips, all they have is the capacity to have a serial number that can be referenced to a database. The database is what carries all the information and not the, the chip itself.
Gotcha.
But the way the thing works is pretty simple. If you remember your high school or even grade school science class, you may remember magnetizing a nail and then wrapping a wire around the nail.
Mm-hmm, right.
You move the nail in and out of the wire and it generates an electric current.
Right.
What you've got is a miniaturized version of that inside these little glass capsules, and instead of physically moving the nail, you use radio energy to vibrate the wire.
Right, and it vibrates at a certain frequency.
Right, and it energizes the chip. The chip then uses that energy to transmit back. That's all it does is transmit out its little serial number.
Yep.
And there's all different versions of these things in there. They're down to the size of a fleck of pepper. Hitachi is... developed one called a Mu chip, and they're wanting to put it in just about everything from a candy bar on up to replace the barcode.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
well, thanks for the clarification. Right. Michael, we got to run. Thank you for the call. I certainly appreciate the info. 1-800-259-9231. We got a couple people online. Man, what should we go into next?
Dennis in New Jersey is listening on the internet and wants to talk about checkpoints.
Well, yeah, well, just a quick note on NASA. Don't let anybody kid you. When people leave NASA, they do take their patents with them and make lots of money. That's for sure.
Okay.
But you guys have brought up checkpoints. I would suggest to you that I don't know how quickly the federal government could move to something such as that, but some of that infrastructure is actually already there in the form of weigh stations on some interstates.
Yeah, like where they weigh trucks?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, the truckers for years have been victims of all sorts of harassment by the federal and state governments.
Yeah, and also, with regard to that, I used to be an aircraft electrician in the Air Force, and here I am 10 years later, just a year into a liquid petroleum gas job, and I just got sent the 2 days' worth of classes that were federally mandated and state-run.
Uh-huh.
So they're definitely... they're definitely on the move. I mean, the only thing the only thing was missing from it was the guy with the smoky bear hat on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it reminded me of right down to the academia, the manner in which they teach the course.
Yeah.
It was very
has that government feel,
like a military course.
Yeah. What was the point? I'm sorry, I missed the point of the course.
Well, it's teaching how to do.
Well, this is just one in a series for you to be able to even have a job.
With the gas company.
With the propane industry, liquid petroleum gas industry. I mean, I ran into guys in the class that were from way up in North Jersey. I live down south of Atlantic City, even.
Oh, man, you live in Jersey? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, strangely, I worked for a small company, and, like, just recently we got uniforms.
Uh-huh.
And we picked them out, you know, and then they come and, like, the shirt's wrong. No big deal, right? But I go to this class. And these guys from way up in North Jersey work for another company. They got identical uniforms as us. Right down to the very pattern and the company they get them from.
Well, there are only certain uniform companies out there, Aramark and some other ones. I mean, so, yeah, there's only a certain, I mean, unless your company's not very big, so they're obviously not going to pay the uniform company to design a specific uniform.
They've gone through, they're moving through like almost a standard uniform for us. I mean, it's almost to that level.
That may seem a little more spooky than it actually is, but very interesting.
But,
is there anything else?
Given the fact that they federalized and then run the federal program through the state.
So is there anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it, and I hope your show stays on GCN, man.
Thanks very much. We're definitely staying on GCN, but what we want to do is we want
out here in New Jersey if you can.
Yeah, well, what we need you to do is pick up your phone during the week and call your local talk stations and talk to the program director and tell them that you want to hear Free Talk Live all six nights a week.
You got it.
All right, otherwise log on at freetalklive.com and join the fun there. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank 1-800-259-9231. You.
1-800-259-9231. Who are we going to next, man? Bill? Was it a Bill, I think?
It's Bill in Missouri. He's on listening on satellite, and he wants to talk about police state.
All right, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
You know, the Patrick Henry said that the...
Bill, hold on, that Bill. Thought, buddy. We're gonna hold.
I love Patrick Henry quotes, but we've got to do a commercial, and then you can tell me when we come back, okay?
Yeah, hang on. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to try and slip you into the last segment
of the
show.
I could do Patrick Henry quotes all night long.
But most of our listeners probably couldn't handle that. Nor could I. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you'll understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the final segment of this particular show, but there's more to come. We've got a Time Warp Hour from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time coming up next, so stay tuned for that. And also, we're on 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern Time, and also the Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. If you don't get it in your local area, call your local program director at your favorite talk station, and all your, maybe the other talk stations in the area as well, and ask them to add Free Talk Live. Let's go back to Bill in, where was he calling from?
Missouri.
Bill, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
So you had a quote for us?
Ever so often, the Liberty Tree must be watered with the blood of tyrants and patriots.
That's a good quote.
Which tyrant should we start with, Bill?
I don't know.
I'm not sick of these tyrants, Bill.
Number.
Are you inciting a riot, Bill?
No, I'm not inciting a riot, but
He's
think...
quoting Patrick Henry.
I think that the people in this country had better realize that if we go down, the whole world goes down. This is the keystone to the whole globalist idea.
Well, I think that I think that the world will be fine, you know, even if the American empire does fail. I hate the idea that
our empire is bound to fail.
Well, the empire, but not the country.
Right.
We have to maintain the country. Abraham Lincoln said that the people have power over the courts and the Congress, not to overthrow the government, but to overthrow those who would pervert it.
I think Abraham Lincoln did a pretty good job of perverting our government.
He may have in some ways.
Yeah, nonetheless, the man has some good quotes. That's true.
But this is the only country outside of Switzerland where the people are armed, really armed. And you know, for the past, oh my God, at least 10, 15 years, people have been buying ammunition. You would not believe it.
Yep.
Yeah, walk out of these gun shows.
Free Talk Live recommends...
Cases.
Free Talk Live recommends that you have an AK-47 and 5,000 rounds buried in your backyard.
At least. At least. Yes, sir. And that don't need to be buried. You want it where you can lay your hands right on it.
Well, in that case, bury the one and then keep the other in the house.
Right, right.
Yeah, you don't want any house-to-house searches finding everything. That's for sure.
I can probably set up a group of five or six people myself. But I'm 75 years old, so I'm not going to be a hell of a lot of help.
Hey, you know what, Bill?
Well, as long as you keep up the Patrick Henry quotes, that'll be enough, Bill.
Yeah, we're glad you're out there listening.
That'll help.
We're glad you're paying attention, and we want to hear from you again sometime. But we're out of time for tonight. Thank you for the call, Bill. We certainly appreciate it.
Right,
and again, log on at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-92.
There's a lot of people paying attention.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. We do appreciate that. 1-800-259-9231. I promised you, Manwich, before the end of the show here, the original promises of the United States National, NASA.
You better get it
quick. Space station promises. Let's see. The space station, which we were talking about tonight, where the guys are stranded with no food.
Right.
Originally, it was promised to cost $8 billion as of 1999 when this book was written. They'd spent $100 billion so far. Originally, it was supposed to be completed in 1992. As of the writing of this book, it was still not completed. The current estimate then was 2005. The parts that were supposed to be completed in 92 were 40. By 1999, they'd completed two. And missions completed, they were supposed to complete eight. They'd completed one. And there's more. Maybe we'll talk about more of it tomorrow night. Tomorrow, we'll be here at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us and log on at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And good night. This is Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Bill.
U.S. Gold.